Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Oh, honestly, I am sorry. I didn't know you two were here. I just came down to see the pool.
That's all right. We were just leaving.
Oh, don't leave on my account. Hey, I know who you are. You're Tony Cushing, and you're...
You'll excuse me. I have to go up and do it.
Oh, Ginger, I'm sorry. I just butted in, didn't I? Oh, but it was so romantic the way he kissed you.
What you saw was a mistake. You can explain that to me.
Kate,
wait a
minute.
Oh, I really messed things up, didn't
I? No. You had nothing to do with it.
Oh, she's mad at me.
Not at you. At me. I kissed the lady, as you saw, and she didn't like it.
Well, she's out of her mind.
She happens to be right.
Oh. I'm Celia Lamont.
Hello, Celia Lamont.
That's not my real name. But I'm going on the stage, so I made it up.
Oh,
I'm sort of a second cousin of Polly's. She invited me to this big anniversary party, and, well, you know, I don't know many people, so I thought I'd come down the pool.
Yes, I see. Of course.
Well, I recognized you right away. You know there isn't much light left. Hey, do you mind if I call you Tony?
Well, everybody does.
What's that?
Oh, well, that's Sweeney, the Benson's Irish Setter.
Enormous.
Yes, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Would you, Sweeney?
Oh, I don't like big dogs. Hey, where's he going?
I think he's going up to the house after Kate. He fell in love with her on sight.
Oh, look at him run.
Yep.
Glad he didn't fall for me.
Yes, well, if you'll excuse me, Miss Lamont.
I'm Celia. Cece, if you like.
All right.
But I think Celia's more dignified for the stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Ned's next musical when he has one. I'm sort of Holly's protege, and he's promised me first row in the chorus to start. I think that's something, don't you?
Well, yes, I certainly do. I also think it's time to dress for the party.
Oh, I am dressed. This fringy thing is something I picked up in a mod shop.
Oh.
Like you wore in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of short, but it sways when I dance, see?
Yes, it certainly does. Now, if you'll excuse me...
I want to say something first, Tony.
Yes, what?
Well, I'm not a tattletale.
That's nice.
I mean, I don't tell all I know.
Well, that's very smart.
You don't get it. Look, I met Mrs. Cushing, your wife, as I came downstairs.
Oh.
Then I came out here for a little walk, and I saw you and that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say anything, see?
Yes, I see. But you've misinterpreted...
Oh, I know. But anything's okay by me. Live and let live, I say. Mind if I walk back to the house with you? I mean, you know, that big dog.
Come along.
Like I say, Tony, mum's the word. What's her name?
Whose?
Your girl, silly. Kate, who?
Come in. Kate. Holly, how beautiful you look.
Oh, do you think so? I wanted to wear white, but white can be harsh. So I got this pale pink with a spark of... Oh, I love to sparkle.
Oh, you certainly do. I never saw such a beautiful dress.
Let's wait till Ned gets the bill. But we only celebrate our 15th once. It's a marvel we got this far. Kate, how about you?
Well, I'm fine.
Are you really? I looked everywhere for you. Then one of the maids told me that you were down by the pool.
Oh, I wanted to see the sunset. I love the fall.
I guess in your shoes, I'd be looking at it, too. I let you down,
didn't I? Oh, no, really, I don't feel that way.
I asked you up here as my guest. I knew how much it would mean to Tony, and I was sure that Claire wasn't coming. But I guess you know she's here.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm glad it happened this way.
Have you met her?
No, not yet. But it's given me a big jolt of common sense. That I needed.
What does that mean?
Tony isn't free. No matter how he's acted, I had no right to assume so. The quicker I'm out of it...
Don't be a fool, Kate.
I have been. But I'm over it.
You're not over a thing, honey. If ever I saw two people who belong to each other, it's you and Tony. Claire doesn't even want
him. That's Tony's problem.
Kate, listen to me.
I would if you didn't have a big party starting and if you could say anything to change it all. But there isn't anything, Holly. Now, don't worry. I'll meet Mrs. Cushing. I'll go through with the party. I'll do my bit to help make it fun. But? I'd like to leave here early tomorrow morning if... someone could just drive me to North Falls. There'll be a 9 o'clock bus to Bellhaven. I'm going to be on it.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Well, good evening again.
Well, it's you. Hi.
You look absolutely smashing.
Oh, you like a girl in black?
When it fits like that. You do remember me.
I couldn't forget. You're Eric.
And you're Kate. And we met at the wishing room.
Of course, and you made my future. I was going to drop in an old penny. You said quarters.
Simple inflation. Did it work?
Oh, it must have. Look at me now.
I am, with great pleasure. I must say, you came down the grand staircase as if you just bought the place.
Oh, I might someday. It does have charm.
What turned you on?
The company, the party. I adore parties.
How do you feel about dancing before dinner?
I'll dance any time.
Right, let's go. Only I ought to warn you, they're not playing our song.
Oh, do we have one already?
We will have before the evening comes. But this is a little 1960 now.
Of course, Holly and Ned's wedding year.
If I remember what you said, you were 12 then. So was I.
Ah, our glorious youth. All those wild oats.
Say, you really have brightened up since I saw you last. Let's dance.
Oh, yes, but where's the champagne?
It's in the little side room, flowing like water. Come on, we'll start there.
I'd adore it. Besides, there's somebody heading this way I'd like to miss.
You're full of surprises.
It's the feminine mystique.
Oh, come on. You're not one of those girls.
Any girl's a fool who doesn't practice a little feminine mystique.
Okay, that's the way you want it. Here, 2 glasses of the bubbly.
To you, Eric.
To you, Kate. What do you do with yourself, besides kid me?
Oh, I just go to mad parties, dance until dawn, flirt, and wade barefoot in the fountains.
What fountains?
Oh, any fountains I can find. Listen, it's our song now, The Hustle, shall we?
Come on.
Kate!
Oh, hello, Tony. What a surprise. How are you? Do you know Eric?
Sure, I know Eric. If you'll pardon me, Eric, I'd like to talk to this lady.
Do you want to talk or dance, Kate?
I'd talk to anybody. I'm a friendly type.
Kate, stop this nonsense.
Eric and I are going to hustle. If you want to wait...
No, I can't wait, and I won't. Eric, if you don't mind.
I do mind, Tony. If the lady doesn't want to talk
to you... Oh, I don't mind that much. Tony's the executive type, you know, power complex. That's not frustrating when we have so much to live for.
Hey.
Tell the band to warn up another hustle, darling. It'll be ours.
Right. And if he gives you any trouble, whistle like...
One of my talents. How did he know?
Damn it, Kate. Stop it.
I'm having the time of my life.
No, you aren't.
I'm going to dance my feet off tonight and drink champagne and let the whole world spin.
Kate!
Tony, you are not going to spoil this party for me any more than you already have.
Do you think this whole mess is my fault? I had no more idea Claire was coming up here. She'd already refused.
I'm really not interested.
Kate, I want you to do something for me.
You want me to do something? Well, let's talk about that over the bubbly.
I want you to meet Claire.
What? Tony, why on earth...
I want to introduce you.
Well, I'm really not in the mood, darling.
Can you stop this acting? I'm sick of it.
Oh, you just don't know the real me.
I intend to devote the rest of my life to learning you. Kate, I know you're a hurt little girl, and I'm going to make it up to you, but you've got to help me.
By meeting your wife.
Exactly. Now, come on.
Okay, Tony. But you bring her to me.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Your servant here, William Makepeace Thackeray, author of Vanity Fair. Now, allow me to repeat my refrain of yesterday. One never knows, does one, from whence trouble will come or from whom. Miss Becky Sharp, our heroine of sorts, and Captain Rawdon Crawley, by means of stealth, pretense, and falsehood, have so far succeeded in keeping their love affair from Miss Matilda Crawley. That lady more than once has vowed she will not leave Rawdon her considerable fortune should he not marry well. Well does not include a governess. Now, on this night, before Rawdon departs, alas, in the passageway outside Lady Crawley's rooms, as he is kissing Becky farewell.
Oh, your ladyship. Excuse me, please, excuse me.
Dad, what rotten, filthy luck.
Our castle, our lovely castle, just came tumbling down.
What the devil made her come out of her rooms? Never comes out, never.
And tonight does. Oh, my darling, I'll beg her to say nothing to Sir Pitt. We're friends, we are.
Oh, what good is that? She's addled in her head, you know she is.
Well, in some ways, yes, because no one talks to her. I do, and sometimes she says quite sensible things. I'll talk to her now.
And say what?
Oh, I don't know, I don't know.
Well, whatever you say, whatever she promises, she'll forget and prattle about what she saw. Unless she forgets that as well. By Jove, it's our only hope. No, better. Persuade her she didn't see what she did see.
Confuse her more than the poor lady already is?
Yes.
Well, I'll say, I stumbled and would have fallen, but you were here and caught me.
That should do nicely.
Not nicely. You were kissing me. She saw. What am I to say to that?
Oh, Becky, you know how to get round anything. This too.
Dear Lady Crawley, when almost I fell, Captain Rawdon caught me, and I... Oh, how wicked of me. I thought surely he meant to kiss me.
Very good, my love.
Not very good. But of course, your ladyship, he didn't, and wouldn't kiss me because he doesn't like me.
Done. Perfect. Go in and say it.
Not perfect. Dreadful. How, my dearest, do I explain you conveniently in the corridor?
Oh, blast.
You never come to this wing of the house. Her ladyship knows that.
I was, looking for Sir Pitt.
Oh, Sir Pitt comes here but once a week. Mm. Oh, still, it will have to do. No. You had come to say goodbye to her.
I never do.
Oh, shame. Well, this time you did.
She'll not remember anyhow.
Come, we've stood much too long. Knock.
Come in, Miss Rebecca.
How does she know it's you?
Dear Lady Crawley, I had to come back. I fear you gained the wrong impression a moment ago.
I came to say goodbye, Lady C. Leave in the morning.
It was kind of you to come.
And very fortunate for me. Just as I started down the passage, I tripped. There was Captain Rawdon just coming to see you, and he caught me.
Bit of luck I was there.
Oh, I would have fallen. I did fall quite against him. And do you know, Lady Crawley, I thought, how wicked of me. I thought surely he meant to kiss me.
Fancy that.
But of course, he meant to do no such thing because, you see, your ladyship, your stepson does not like poor Rebecca very much.
We haven't got on whilst I've been at the hall.
Oh, I expect you gained the impression, too, that he was about to kiss me.
I didn't have that impression at all.
Oh, I'm very glad. I wouldn't have you think such a thing.
I didn't think he was about to kiss you. He was kissing you, Miss Rebecca.
Oh, now then. How persuade her ladyship she did not see what she knows she saw? Have a spot of tea, ladies, a nip of sherry, gentlemen, and shortly you shall learn. Surely, dear listeners, 'twill be easy enough to disabuse Lady Crawley's poor, uncertain mind. Only lately did Becky not convince her she hadn't seen a ghost she knew she saw. It's a simple matter of... Wait, what in the name of heaven is Becky saying?
Yes, Lady Crawley, you are perfectly right. Rawdon was kissing me.
Becky!
And I was kissing Rawdon.
What the...
My darling, of a sudden it came to me. We can tell her ladyship the truth.
No.
Yes. Lady Crawley, I have given my heart to Rawdon, and he has given me his.
Oh, no.
Now you know what no other in this house can know. Our secret, and now yours. Will you keep our secret?
She won't. She can't.
Rawdon, your ladyship?
I've known it for a very long time and told no one.
What?
How could you have known?
I saw.
Saw what? Where? You couldn't have done.
Saw you, Miss Rebecca. The sweet look in your eyes.
From that you knew?
No one thinks I see anything or know anything, but seeing is all I have to do.
How could you know it's Rawdon I love? It might have been someone in London.
You didn't look soft when first you came to Queen's Crawley. The soft, sweet look began after Rawdon came.
Bless my soul.
And though I didn't see Rawdon, he don't come to my rooms, I knew he must love you, or the soft look in your eyes would have pain as well.
Oh, Lady Crawley.
How happy I've been for you both. There's been no love in this house for so long. But you must take care. I pray you be very careful. Sir Pitt would not like it. Matilda would not.
We are. We have been. For fear they'll find out, Rawdon must go from me to London.
Lost to you all.
Oh, no. I hope myself to go there.
Yes. With Matilda, I expect.
Dad, you knew that, too.
And do you hear, my darling? All along she's known of us and told no one.
I do hear. And, Lady C, I do apologize. You've been kind and I've not.
No matter. 'Twas enough to know you love Rebecca. She has been kind. No one else talks to me as if I'm anyone, as if I'm even alive.
Blast!
That will be Sir Pitt. 'Tis the way he clatters.
Tell him we,
He will know what to tell him.
Open to him, Rawdon. Say you're leaving. Becky, take my knitting.
Lady Crawley!
Open, Rawdon.
Oh, you here?
Leaving. And a jolly good thing now you've arrived.
You here as well, Becky.
And you, Sir Pitt.
Goodbye, Lady C.
Goodbye, Rawdon. I thank you for coming.
Why was he here?
To bid me farewell.
Whether did he say farewell or how'd you do or buy a leave to you?
I sent for him to come. Why have you come, Pitt?
Party tonight. You'll not want to attend, eh?
Oh, no.
I wanted to be sure you didn't. Now then, Becky.
Why am I here?
Yes.
For her knitting lesson, Sir Pitt.
Oh. They didn't come together.
They? Who? Oh, Rawdon and Rebecca. I don't believe so. I disremember. My mind does go all awry sometimes. Oh, yes, yes, I do recollect. Rawdon came just before you, and Rebecca, she came...
Never mind. Becky, go along. Get yourself done up for the confounded party.
Go along yourself and get out of those dirty gaiters. I have a word to say to Lady Crawley, not for your ears.
Ah.
Oh, your ladyship. However can I thank you?
No, I must thank you. I have not been so happy for more years than I can count. No one has needed me, no one wanted me, but today, oh, did I help?
You know you did. Sir Pitt suspects. You put him off.
And shall help more if I can.
How?
Matilda, say something, I don't know what, so she will take you to London.
Oh, dear Lady Crawley.
There. To be sure, no one ever knows from whence trouble will come, nor from whence will come a helping hand. Dear listeners, tomorrow I will expect your helping hand. I am your faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. Studio has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Nice. O-Cedar makes your life easier.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Baron Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Baron Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Baron Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Baron Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
And Maggie, you don't look well this morning. Don't you feel well?
Well, you know me. I never complain. But I don't feel well.
What's the trouble?
I don't know. I just think I'm coming down with a cold or a virus or something.
Well, there's certainly something going around. I suppose you've caught it.
Where could I have caught it?
Well, who knows?
Now, we went shopping yesterday, and I didn't feel really well then.
Well, I'm sorry. I should have made you stay home.
No. As I said, I never complain. I didn't want to say anything to you.
Well, you should have. I would have insisted you stay home.
Oh, that's all right. I got a little shopping done for Christmas anyway, dear.
Well, I was going out grocery shopping this morning, but you stay home now.
Well, I think perhaps I'd better. My throat feels scratchy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I have this tight feeling in my chest, you know?
Yes.
And a bit of a sore throat.
Now. Oh, dear.
And I feel a little dizzy, you know?
Well, you get out of this kitchen and back upstairs to bed now.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it might be better for him coming down with something to stay away from everyone.
Well, it's a very good idea, and it'd be better for you, too.
Oh, but I wanted to help you with the grocery shop.
Well, never mind that. Now you get back upstairs to bed. Get.
Oh, no, I don't need to be baby.
Yes, you do, run along. Maybe we can, you know, do a little grocery shopping tomorrow. Oh,
maybe Bob could pick up a few things we need today.
Yeah.
Maybe Bob could do what?
And Maggie doesn't feel well this morning.
My throat feels scratchy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I have this tight feeling in my chest, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I do have a bit of a sore throat, you know?
Well, you better gargle with some hot salt water, huh?
And I feel a bit dizzy.
Well, you better get to bed.
That's what I said.
Oh, I don't want to give whatever I've got to everybody else.
No. Well, listen, you get to bed, Aunt Maggie. We'll look after you. I'm sure it's just a little cold.
No. I don't think it's just a little cold. I feel as though I'm coming down with some virus. But I don't like to complain.
I told Aunt Maggie there seems to be a virus going around now.
Uh-huh. Well, you get on up to bed there, young lady.
Well, I guess I'd better. You all seem to be giving me orders, and I'd better obey.
Yes, you had, dear. Now, run along. I'll be up as soon as Bob's had his breakfast. What would you like, honey?
Nothing. Aunt Maggie has cooked so many muffins and pancakes and heaven knows what every morning. But just look at my belt. She's been here off and on for 2 weeks, and I am 3 notches looser.
I know. I was trying to diet, and I've quite given it up. So, listen.
Just give me some coffee and some unbuttered toast.
She made corn muffins this morning. Sick though she is.
Oh, corn muffins, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me one.
Real strength of character.
I have none at this point. Make it 2 muffins.
Listen, I don't like leaving her alone today. Think you could stop the supermarket and just pick up a few things on your way home tonight?
Sure, no problem.
I've got a list here, but I'll make another list of things we just have to have. I'll go shopping next week.
I can shop. Just tell me what you want.
Well, I know you. I hate to even turn you loose in the supermarket. You are really a compulsive buyer.
Now, what does that mean?
It means you don't look at prizes. You just look at something and feel hungry and put it in the basket.
Just tell me what you want, that's all.
Now, look, prices are very high, dear.
Oh, you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm telling you because you don't shop. You look at the totals of what I spend for food, but you really have no idea what things cost. Yes, it's a very good idea to ask you to do some shopping. You've been screaming and yelling at me, and now you can see for yourself.
I do not scream and yell, as you put it.
Well, bellow then. How's that?
Well, I just think it's rather extravagant. I remember looking at that pound of fresh mushrooms you bought, and I was appalled. We don't need mushrooms if they cost that much.
The week before, you said, why don't we have any mushrooms anymore? And I got some for you.
Well, dear, you have to watch the cost of things.
Yes, dear. That's going to be rather busy today because this is the day they have their specials, and I know how you hate to stand in line.
Now, why do you always act as though I'm some kind of a freak? I can stand in line just as well as anybody else.
Uh-huh. Well, you will. Now, I'll make out the list, which will be very simple. I'm afraid we need more than 8 items, so you can't go through the quick checkout line. I need paper towels, paper napkins, and, I've got a list here.
Before we were married, I had a bachelor apartment, and I did my own shopping, and I did very well.
Times have changed, and you have done almost no shopping for some time. But I'm glad you're aware that prices have gone up, because you do, or did entirely too much Impulsive shopping.
What do you mean by that?
Why do you think I stopped letting you do any shopping? The things you brought home. If you thought it looked good, you put it in the basket. My bills were terrible, and the silly things you brought home.
What do you mean, real silly?
Oh, come on. You don't remember once bringing home some chocolate-covered grasshoppers imported from Hong Kong?
Yeah. Well, it was just for a gag for parties.
Well, no more are we spending $2.50 for gags for parties. So please, promise me, don't get anything that isn't on my list. All right?
Just give me the shopping list and stop worrying.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier, and two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
And then I'll bet I stood in line for 1/2 hour. 1/2 hour at that supermarket.
I told you this is a busy day. Now calm down.
That huge supermarket and two checkout counters.
Well, I try to do my shopping when it's not so busy.
Then, just as I got up to the counter, the girl put a closed sign on it. Closed. I said, closed.
Well, they do that.
And I said, where are you going? And she said, I'm going home. Yeah. I'm through for the day.
Yeah, I know. Well, is this all the groceries you got? I certainly have more than this on the list.
She said, go to the next counter, please. Well, of course, the wheels were stuck on my cart, and by the time I got it turned around, the next counter had about 10 women lined up with their carts.
I know. I can't figure out what you bought, only 2 sacks. I had quite a few things on the list. I said, 4 rolls of paper towels. You only brought one.
You know how much paper towels are?
Yes, dear, I do. Why do you think I get cross with Debbie and with you when you use 2 or 3 towels that you just grab off to wipe your hands?
Well, I certainly will remember in the future.
That's why I've got a cloth towel fastened to the sink and put a clean one on the hook each day. Where are the pineapple chunks? I need those for dinner.
You know how much pineapple chunks are? 1 can?
Yes, dear, I do. But I made sweet and sour pork chops tonight, and you want pineapple with a green pepper and tomatoes.
No, from now on, I think we should have just plain fried pork chops.
Yes, all right. Where's the big 25-pound sack of dog food?
Do you know how much dog food is now?
Yes, I do. I know how much everything is now. What do you think housewives everywhere are complaining about, huh?
That sack of dog food was over $6. Six something.
It used to be $3-something, $3.19.
How much does Alex eat? If he eats a sack a month, that's 6 times 12, which is $72 a year we spend on our dog. Yeah. Our dog!
It's the cheapest food we can get for him.
Well, then you can mix in a can or something. Well, that's probably another $72 a year.
Well, more probably. That's more expensive. Well, we've got a dog. You weren't thinking of giving him away.
Well, no. But
all right. Where's the beef for pot roast?
Do you know what beef is a pound, just for chuck?
Will you stop asking me if I know what things cost? Of course I know what things cost.
My goodness, what is going on?
Well,
I can hear him all the way upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Maggie.
Just discovered the high cost of living.
No, I haven't just discovered that, but I certainly had no idea that the cost of ordinary things was so darn high. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk about it. I just didn't even want to think about it.
No, maybe it's a good thing you sent him to the store. Remember how annoyed he was with you last night when you said
you mean at dinner time?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you said considering the cost of food, one piece of chicken was enough for anybody?
Yes.
And he took more.
Yeah, he took more. Well, I see he didn't buy the paper napkins either. First thing I know, he'll be having his cut-up newspapers to use for napkins.
Yes, well, I must say, I feel better.
No,
I don't think I'm coming down with a cold or virus after all. Maybe it's just a little allergy or something.
Yeah, maybe so. Look at the loaf of bread he got. The cheapest kind. None of us will eat it. Like eating air. Nothing to it.
I want to say something. We have got to cut down on our food budget around here.
That's what I've been saying, but you ask for this or that. And
from now on, no more frills. Soup, stews, cheaper cuts of meat. In fact, I think we should have 3 meatless days a week.
I tried adding meatless days. You complained bitterly.
Okay. But I think from now on, I'll do the grocery shopping. I have a little better sense of economy than you do.
Fine, that's just fine, dear.
For example, instead of wasting paper napkins every day...
Yes?
Yes?
We will use cloth napkins that can be washed.
Oh. It costs to run the washing machine, and the dryer uses the most wattage of all the...
All right, I'll figure it out tonight. I will try to compute the difference in cost between buying paper napkins and washing cloth napkins.
And if you have any idea I'm going to iron napkins, you can forget it. And permanent press after a while looks terrible unless you do iron them.
Mm. Well, I'll figure it out. Now, we just have got to cut down.
Thank you, Aunt Maggie. You know, sending him to the store really was your idea.
Well, dear, you young folks don't always realize that we older folks do know something. Ah, experimentia docet.
What's that?
Experience teaches. My 3 years of Latin in high school, and finally, after 55 years, I've used it.
Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Dan Rolon, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need Four-Way Nasal Spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, Four-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast! Is it expensive?
Nah, Four-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some Four-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
That's the last one, isn't it, Bill?
Let me see. Yes, 4 copies.
I can take this copy?
That's yours. Do me a favor, will you, Anne?
Yeah, if I can.
Put it away in a safe place. Financial papers shouldn't be left lying around.
Oh, only the family would see it. Robert and Caroline already know just what's in my estate.
Well, there are others. Servants and... Well, others at River Run.
Oh, you mean the happy bridegroom, Kurt Rogers. Well, he and Lynn are on their honeymoon right now.
Are they coming back to River Run?
No, they're going to be staying at the guest cottage for a while.
They are?
It's an ideal place for a honeymoon couple.
I know.
Oh, how gross of me. You and Lynn lived there for a while.
Well, it's all right. I'm not sentimental about places. Only people.
And you're still sentimental about Lynn?
I think I've moved beyond sentiment.
That sounds interesting, I think.
What's your opinion of Kurt Rogers?
You haven't met him yet, have you?
No, all I know is what Robert's told me.
Yeah, well, Lynn's father is not exactly a clear fountain of information on Kurt.
Well, even allowing for the natural parental disapproval, which I know something of, Robert's suspicions are not unreasonable.
Unwinding that almost illegal jargon. You're saying that Robert may be right to worry about Kurt as a son-in-law.
Well, tell me how you feel about having him as a brother-in-law, or is it a step-brother-in-law?
Well, whatever. Look, he's a very attractive man.
And?
Well, how would I know?
Well, that's not like you, Anne.
What isn't?
To be evasive. You've always been direct before.
Kurt should have a chance to make his own impression on you, Bill.
I see. You don't like him.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. If you liked or approved of him, you would have said so.
Clever, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
Kurt is very likable. He has lots of charm. Just hard to visualize him as married.
What does Lynn see in him?
Oh, Bill.
Oh, don't feel sorry for me, Anne. I still care about Lynn, and that's not a sorry state. Just because our marriage didn't work doesn't mean that there wasn't a lot of good in it.
May I ask a personal question?
Go right ahead.
Why didn't you want children?
I think children deserve to be raised by adults, not grown-up children.
And you think you and Lynn...
Yes. I think we were both too wrapped up in our own needs to be able to care for something as vulnerable as a child.
Look, darling. We have the whole beach to ourselves.
Yes, it is kind of lonesome.
I think it's perfect for honeymooners.
I suppose it is.
Are you worried about something, darling?
Oh, no, Lynn. It's just that I guess I'm used to having more people around.
On a honeymoon?
There are only two or three other couples at the hotel.
And you'll notice they're ignoring us.
You'd better be careful not get too much of this Bermuda sun.
I'll watch it. I can't imagine anything worse than getting a bad sunburn on a honeymoon.
Have you heard from your father?
No, I didn't expect to.
He knows where we are, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Why do you ask?
I just thought, you know, in case anything happened.
What could it be, darling? We're where it's happening. Whatever is going on at River Run can't be as important as us here.
You're right, darling. I'm just thinking of all we'll have to do when we get back.
What? Find an apartment?
And I'll have to start to work.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Yes.
Kurt, darling.
Yes?
If there's something bothering you, you would tell me, wouldn't you?
Of course. There's nothing.
You are happy, aren't you?
Very much. Don't you know that?
You seem so moody.
I'm just a serious married man. I'm not your reckless, happy-go-lucky ski bum.
Kurt, I never thought of you as a ski bum.
I was just teasing. Hey, let's go back to the hotel.
Fine. Oh, we can take a nap before dinner.
You can. I want to send a cable to Switzerland.
Oh?
I have to start making money, darling, and I have a contact in Switzerland who can be very helpful.
Of course we will, Jason. Well, Robert's probably on his way home. That's why you missed him. But yeah, I'll tell him. Now, don't worry now. Well, of course you have to go. I know that it's not that far. Well, I'll be in touch with Emily every day. Now, don't worry.
Hello, Mother. What's happening?
Oh, Jason has to go down to Brixton.
Oh?
Oh, all right. All right, Jason. Yeah. Right. Goodbye, dear, and take care.
That's a lot of intensity over a little trip to Brixton.
Well, I guess you didn't know.
I guess I don't.
There's been a terrible train wreck right in the middle of the town. Some tank cars exploded or something. Anyway, it's a disaster. An awful lot of people hurt.
I see. Does Jason have to go?
Well, not really, but he got a phone call from someone he knew in the Army. Paul Anthony, I think he said.
To go to Brixton?
Yes, yes. Jason and he were together in Korea, working as doctors under field conditions, and now that he needs someone like that, he thought of Jason.
It must be awfully hard for Jason to leave Emily right now.
Well, it's only an hour away by helicopter, Jason said.
Do you know how many...
Well, they think the casualties are very high. Jason was leaving right from the hospital.
I don't suppose there's anything else we can do.
Just feel helpless, I'm afraid.
Right now, I envy Angela.
Oh, she's not going. They have enough nurses and paramedics.
At least she's on this end doing a valuable job.
And I don't think Jason would have gone if he hadn't known Angela would stay with Emily.
Mother, have you heard from the honeymooners?
Oh, one postcard.
Well, that's not bad, considering.
Oh, I just had an awful thought.
What?
I suddenly realized that I was glad they had the wedding before this terrible disaster at Brixton, because it would have spoiled it.
I guess we're all kind of self-centered beasts when you get right down to it.
I do feel ashamed, though.
It's hard to feel the impact of something at such a distance.
I suppose so. Well, how was Bill?
Oh, he's fine. Still thinking of Lynn, though.
I guess Lynn needs a stronger man than Bill.
And you think Kurt is stronger?
Don't you?
Dear Lisa, please come to Chicago. I need you. Love, Kurt. Can you get this cable off to Switzerland right away?
Very good, sir. That's just 10 words. Shall I put it on your hotel bill?
Yes, please.
I wasn't really sleepy, darling. Did you send your cable?
Yes, it's all done. I think we may have to get back to Chicago earlier than we thought.
Oh, darling, no.
I know. I hate to go, but it looks as though my Swiss contact may expect to find me there.
To Have and to Hold features Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, and William Redfield as Marshall. Also appearing were Vicky Vola, Gonzalo Morduga, and Karen Green. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Mary Dornheim, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.